Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal? That maybe something is missing? Something raw? Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Journey to the raw side of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a mother, medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and meditation guru. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and need a non-judgmental heart. Eye of Soul Radio allows you to receive spiritual guidance and empowering self. We get real. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit with me? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Eye of Soul Radio starts now.
Hello, everybody. I don't know why I invited my guest host today, as she's showing me a graham cracker that she bit into earlier today. Anywho, I'm psychic medium Jamie. You are listening to Eye of Soul Radio. I am happy to have Spirit Walker Nicole with me today. Welcome.
You're very lucky. Yes, I agree.
No. Punchy this morning as well, or this afternoon.
This morning.
I don't know what day it is, what time it is. I just know my alarm goes off and I'm supposed to show up and do a show, which I love doing. So there we go. All right, you guys. Today is a show on colors, right? The fascination of colors. I don't know. Apparently, I find everything fascinating.
You do.
I really do.
Everything is exciting and fascinating.
Absolutely. Check that one off, Jacob. Ding. No, you guys, I do find color fascinating. I always have. And what's ironic is that when I was growing up, the colors that I would wear just happened to be, I should be wearing a shirt that's colorful.
I was going to say, that's the shirt you chose.
I should have had something like tie-dyed on. But I always wore black. How many of you can resonate with that? Like for me, they actually thought I was the goth chick through middle school.
Until you spoke.
I was a nice person.
Oh, we're not saying goth people aren't, but no. You're very.
Oh, like, no, I was.
Bubbly.
I was the usual junior high kid, you know. Hi. How are you? Yeah, that's okay. How that went in. But, you know, I used to wear, and I actually do wear a lot of dark colors because that just made me feel comfortable. I think that I could blend into the shadows. It took me a long time to realize that the dark colors were actually a mask for spirit. Because I would be in those dark levels working with those energies, or at least seeing them growing up to the...
Sorry, it's 5 o'clock.
I don't know what to do with you. Diet Coke right now. That was just so rude. I'm not inviting you anymore. But no, for me, I was able to blend in the shadows and just be able to kind of hide or merge with that energy because I didn't know how to work with it. And to this day, if we are doing... if we're doing any type of investigations, paranormal work, I will still dress in black. It helps me kind of move through those shadows in that area. But if we think about color, right, each color has a spiritual meaning. Each color has a healing meaning. So if you are into healing work, Reiki work, you know that each chakra is a associated with a color as well. When you're working in just everyday life, we are drawn to colors for reasons. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And there's messages behind them. There's the spiritual messages. So, woo! We are doing the color wheel spin today. If you've ever watched us on Shades of Spirit, we do this from time to time. Sometimes there's prizes or different types of readings that we'll do.
When you spin the thing the right way. That's just, no.
You're all about spinning it clockwise, and yeah. I go counterclockwise. No, that's why you're spinning the wheel today. And we're going to actually get into the root of some of our spiritual energy that we need to work through or acknowledge or celebrate through these readings today. So I love it. Like and share. Let everybody know we're on. And let's just start talking about it. So color emits emotion. It brings emotion up to the surface, right? It can bring us peace within. I love that part of it. There are certain tranquil colors that a lot of us are drawn to in all aspects of our lives. You can find that you'll be drawn to decorating your office if you have one for work, whether it's at home or away from home, and certain colors or certain design patterns, right? The same with your home. You'll notice that maybe your bedroom is a different color than your living room. And that's because of the tranquil part of it versus the family living part of it or all the energies involved. A lot of times we're doing this subconsciously. We just go to Home Depot, Lowe's, and we're looking at the paint strips and we're like, what is calling to me today? How many of you have been in that I like to redecorate, rearrange furniture, switch colors up within my home? Or maybe some of you find that you switch colors during seasons as well. There's this pattern here. Maybe you're not fully conscious as to why, but you know in the spring when you put out the yellow and orange comforter, that brings you a sense of peace and you start putting out maybe your sunflower items for decoration. This is what I'm talking about. This is that connection with that color and it makes us happy. And then if you go to work and you don't have those colors in there, you notice that your vibration shifts, right? Each color tells a story, which is what we're doing today is we're starting to tell the spiritual story of your energy as well. So today, that's what we're going to do. We are talking about color and how it affects you. So first things first, colors hold energy. Everything is energy. How many times do we have to say that over and over again? But I feel like a lot of us still don't understand that concept, is that we do feel energy because everything holds it. Whether it's a color, whether it is, you know, talking to your past loved one or connecting with an angel or, you know, what furniture to buy or what to get out of an antique store. We all have that energy in there. So for centuries and centuries, colors have been used for healing, which is the first thing that, you know, I like to use it for. Magic, which is kind of cool. You can see the colors and different magic principles across the world. Divination. Well, obviously, you know, I use color a lot. You can see someone's aura. It's hard for some of us. I'm a very visual person, but for me to look at someone and automatically see their aura, that's not how that works for me. When I work with aura energy, they actually spell it out. Maybe my spirit team thinks I'm a little different when it comes down to that. Like I can't see it. It drives me crazy. Have you taken classes to be able to see auras and how do you do with that?
Yeah, not really.
It's tough.
It's not my gift.
And they have those things like to where they'll take a picture for your aura. I mean, we saw those everywhere in Sedona. And I look at it and I think, okay, if that's what you think the colors look like. I feel like that's a tool that can be manipulated as well. So I don't rely on that. But I can sit next to someone who sees it or in a group setting like I've done in classes. And they spell out the words for me and the layers, and it's exactly what somebody else is seeing with their eyes. So color holds that vibration within our auric field and how it affects the daily lives. So think about this. I want you guys to look at now. We've got, you know, some of you joining us here. What are you wearing right now, right? This is Shades of Spirit's After Dark show. I just clicked into Eye of Soul. That way we were going to talk about Shades of Spirit After Dark later. But no, like, what are you wearing? So what colors do you have on?
Black and white. That's not okay.
I have black and white on. There's some blue on my pants. Okay. There's that pop of blue on these workout pants. I love that, you know, you can only see the top half of you. But let us know in the comments. I want to know what you guys are wearing right now. I don't need to know if it's lingerie. We don't need to get personal, guys, but give me the colors, right? We've got green. I've got some blue. We've got black and white. What else? What are you guys wearing? Olive green and black. I like it. Black. See, I'm not the only person wearing black here. So yeah, let me know because I can tune into that as well. And let you know kind of what's going on in the moment. Also, think about this. If you're drawn to black or crisp whites, so I am drawn to black. Some of you really like the white, especially in your home. Okay, so my home does not it's not decorated in black, okay? I like black accents and white, as you can see. But no, like when it comes down to my home, I don't have that. But some of you are very drawn to the crisp lines of whites, stark whites, off whites within your home. Maybe it's your furniture. Maybe it's, you know, the frames that you use. But think about those tools because it's all about the vibration. When you walk into Hobby Lobby, you walk into a department store, Pottery Barn, I don't care what it is. Think about where do you go first? Generally, I go to what calls to me with the colors. Right? I'm in there and, you know, I'm like, ooh, these are really pretty. And that's where I end up starting. Well, maybe that's a sign that I should actually start incorporating those colors into my own space, right? Because I'm constantly being drawn in it. I'm making myself be aware of that process. Even in Target, like I'll be over there like, ooh, these are pretty towels. This doesn't match my bathroom at all, but I need this, you know, dark purple color right now. Well, why? Why are you drawn to that color when normally your bathroom is, you know, blues and grays? That's the thing that you want to ask yourself and then kind of tune into that energy. It's about how that reflects you and your personality as well. So for those of you that have had those times where you just don't want to get out of bed, I can guarantee that you probably are not putting on your bright pink shirt with little yellow flowers on it, right? How about you?
I don't own anything yellow.
Or pink. Mm-mm. No. Curious enough, what are colors that you're drawn to in your closet?
Solid colors. So I'm not a pattern person, and it's just like darker, like reds and definitely blues, blacks. That's just me.
Yeah. But do you find that when you're wearing those colors that you're hiding of sorts?
Hiding?
Yeah. Yourself?
No. Well, not for me. Like for when I wear red, I like to wear red if I'm, if I have a task or something that's like important that I have to be like present for, and I need to be like, what's the word? Fierce, I guess, if you, and that it just makes me feel like a little bit more confident, a little bit more like in the room.
It's funny you say that because we're actually going to talk about that when it comes down to our jobs and job interviews, because that is a fierce color. It's passion, stability. Look at me. I am in the moment, right? And I don't think, oh, Amy, I think Amy's a new listener here. Amy P, as I will call you, red. She loves red. Yeah. So your personality is going to be one of power, of empowerment, of tackling what's ahead of you. So I'm curious, Amy, if you don't mind sharing, you don't have to give us too many details. What did you do today that you're wearing red? So that would be cool to put in the chat box. I love making this interactive. You know, you guys don't always have to call in. We can interact this way as well. And it just gets people getting to know each other.
She says like, I performed brain surgery and saved a dog on the way home instead of like, I went to Starbucks and
maybe you did just go to Starbucks, right? And you ran some errands. Who knows? Why do you think Target, let's go with that. Why do you think Target wears red? And tan. Tan is a neutral color. It's a calming color.
Target? You mean employees?
Employees. Oh. Yep. When they have, you know, they're, you know, I do that because my mom used to work at Target. So they would wear the khaki pants, right? That's neutral. That's saying I'm in a neutral space. Come talk to me. And then they will put on the red shirt. Well, it's to draw your attention to them, of course, but it also is about, look at us. We have the answers that you need. I have a task that I'm going to do. Let me get this job done. So it puts them in more of a power stance around their team. Okay. You'll notice some of the sports teams as well. They pick their colors for certain reasons. And some of them, unfortunately, they just get left with what's left over. These are all things that people start to figure out when it comes down to energy vibration. People follow this way of life as well and practice this. So when we get back from our break, we are going to do a little bit more talking on this. I'm going to explain the colors, and then I'm going to start the readings because I want you guys to have a basic understanding so that if we don't get to you on the spinny wheel, you're going to know that the color you've been drawn to on this wheel is purple. And that's what I want you to also think about before we go to break. Look at this wheel and all the different colors, right? What color are you drawn to? Now, don't put that in the chat box yet because I want you just to see if it happens to spin on that color if you get chosen, or if you hear a message from someone who's on the same color, if that resonates with you.
How about we do, for those of you who can't see us, the people that like on Spotify and stuff when they listen.
Oh, yeah. So if you can't see us, I want you to think of a color that resonates with you. And on the color wheel, we have purple, blue, yellow, green, and red. And those are the ones that we are working with today. I can always put different colors in for different shows. That's what's fun about this. You guys, check us out at shadesofspirit.com. You can book your 1-hour reading with myself, or we can do a double reading with Spirit Walker Nicole and myself. So you get the best of both worlds, angelic spirit teams merging with the mediumship side and the psychic side. For me right now for April, I am offering a $75 1-hour reading. That's right. I'm continuing it. So book that on shadesofspirit.com. And we will see you right after this break, talking colors.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. I'm Susie Parker Goins. I'm a channel bringing through spirit guides in accessible and resonant ways for you to connect with your higher self, sharing soul-level conversations to help you in your spiritual path. I upload weekly channeled messages, interviews, and information on a variety of topics, sharing my learning and opening doors for growth. You can find a listing of upcoming podcasts at BlueLightningHealing.com. Until next time, blessings.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ascending with the Octurians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I am psychic medium Jamie. I have guest host Spirit Walker Nicole with me today. Anything else you'd like to open up, crunch on, hang out with? No, you're good now? You're solid?
Well, that's not segment three yet. So,
segment three, are you putting a show on?
Maybe.
Awesome. We are talking colors today, the power of colors. Everything is vibrating at different frequencies. You know, those of you that are into color therapy as well, definitely, you know, this is something for you. Let's see. We've got people who have got a wine magenta top on. Colors blend as well. So thank you, Debbie, for writing that in. You can merge different colors together, which is awesome, right? So with the merging of these colors brings in both energies. So I'll get to that in just a minute. Why don't we take a caller so they don't have to sit on hold, Jacob, and then we can talk more on the colors.
Sounds great. We're going to bring in Roxy from California.
Perfect.
Hey, Roxy, you're on with Psychic Medium Jamie.
Hello?
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. What do you think of my color chat so far? Does this resonate with you?
I like it. I mean, I clearly wear black because it's swimming, but I mean, my favorite color is like a royal blue, and I've always been drawn to that color. I don't know if that.
Roxy and I are now best friends.
I know. Why don't you take this one, and then I'll go into a little bit of the...
She's awesome.
Yep, of the little bit. So royal blue is Spirit Walker Nicole's absolute favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is... Yeah, this is fun. And black slimming, I get you. Again, wearing black today. But no, like, okay. Go through the angelic part of the royal blue and why you're connected and how this associates with her energy. And then I'll work into the other part of it.
Okay, no. So I love blue because that's very, it's very Archangel Michael. And if you know about angels or even if you don't, Archangel Michael's associated with protection. And he is just one of my absolute go-tos when it comes to angels. So I work with him on a daily basis. I'm always sort of interacting and having him come in when I think or when I feel that he's needed. And every time I see that color and it comes up a lot in my life, I know that that's him saying, hey, here I am, just so you know.
Oh, that's so nice.
Do you know about Archangel Michael? Do you ever work with him?
No.
Okay. So how can she work with him?
Well, are you into angels?
Yes, I would love to.
Perfect. Let's get you started then.
All right. So angels are like a quick crash course. Angels, there is an angel for everything. There's different levels of them. There's your everyday regular angel that's available to help you with absolutely anything you need. There's archangels who can be there. All you have to do, the only rule with angels, Roxy, is you have to ask them for help, and that's it. You have to invite them in.
Yeah.
You can't do like a blanket, oh, please always help me. Like every time, and it can be something for, like if you have a loved one that is in need of, you know, is in the hospital and you want to send an angel, you can do that. And it can be, it doesn't have to be that dramatic. It can be like, can I have an angel help me get a parking spot at wherever it is? And they come and they will help you with that. So just, you have to remember to incorporate them into your life and then look for the signs. If you're into angel numbers, some of my people listening here, they're going to know 444, 1111. Sometimes it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh my goodness.
Whenever you see those number sequences, yes, that's your angels.
I just saw 444 today. Mm-hmm. And 1111 always has come up for me.
Okay. That's them. They're reaching out.
They want you to pay attention. So like you're supposed to be calling in today and paying attention to the show is because they're working with trying to connect you. The blue also means stability. So you're at a place now where you're feeling a little more stable in life. I know that we've had kind of a crazy past year, a little over a year now.
Yeah.
That part is coming back for you, that stability, that structure. You're also structure-oriented. It is talking to me also about tranquility. So that's what those blues do, is they bring us to kind of that tranquil space. And staying in integrity. So continue staying in your integrity. How do you say that word? In your integrity. In that space. Yeah, like, your team all of a sudden is like bombarding me. I'm like, whoa. But that's a big part, because that's one of your lessons to learn this life, is staying in that peace where you can be proud of who you are and honor who you are and be in that space of gratitude as well. If you ever feel like you're starting to slide from that one way or another, or maybe somebody's energy causes you to be like in that space, you can call in Archangel Michael and ask him to protect you and to shield you and to help you stay strong in the moment. And these fours and ones are going to continue. You're going to see them on license plates, addresses, phone numbers. When you see them, tune into that energy. Ask yourself, what is it that I need to know right now? What am I thinking about? Get that validation and let them start working with you on this next path of your journey. And we will leave you with that tonight. Oh, I love blue. Yay. Blue is so calming. And I like to move into that energy and that vibration. It also associates with the throat chakra, about self-communication, self-expression, being able to speak your peace and your truth. And that's always interesting to work through. Colors have profound spiritual meanings and can greatly affect our vibrations and how others perceive us, right? So if any of you have ever taken a job interview course, or you've been in college and you're getting to the end of your degree and now it's time to take a class, or one of your professors offers you that class, or you're trying to get back into the workforce and you're like, let me take a brush up on it, right? So think of it in this terms. You're in this class, they're teaching you the basics of interviewing, right? Sit tall, shake their hand entering, make eye contact. They're helping you construct your resume, how to build it up, how to add things in, right? Then they're, you know, they might talk about what you should wear. Now, if you notice in a lot of interviews, and if you Google it because you're curious yourself, black, gray, neutral colors is what a lot of them suggest. Well, do you want to walk in the door in a black, gray, or neutral color? Or do you want to bring a little bit of color energy to it? Some people will talk about it, but most people don't. They just give you the wear the suit or wear the pencil skirt and make sure that you've got like the proper bag on and you don't want to look like you're overqualified or underqualified, but also what you wear, right? So going back to red, yep, being your color, you probably would not wear red to a job interview.
I have.
Have you?
I mean, it didn't work out, but... Looking back now, I think maybe that was a bad choice, but it's all right. Live and learn.
It's okay. And it may not be the wrong choice per se, but red gives off that bold personality. That gives off intimidation. Why do they use red? And I don't necessarily agree with running of the bulls, but anybody who worked in a ring, right? Not any of us, I'm sure.
The Matadors?
The Matadors. They have red. Why? they want it to be that fight. They want to have that energy, that big energy coming from, you know, from them. And they're like antagonizing the bull, right? Well, when you sit down with someone and you were in a stance and you've got a nice deep red shirt on, they're going to be like, whoa, and they are not going to understand why necessarily. And you're going to come off bigger than life, right? It's about personal power and survival. And so that might become intimidating energetically to someone. Just think about that. I'm not saying if you wore red and you got a job that you were wrong. By no means. It's about your energy going in and the people you interview with, free will. But you can add a little bit of flavor to it, a little bit of color. So maybe you do put, you know, and red can make us come off a little arrogant or cocky as well because we just seem bigger than life. You know, I'm not saying that Spirit Walker Nicole was wrong when wearing the red. But just little things to pay attention to. Blue is more tranquility, right? It also is about calming, inviting, nurturing. So you're kind of inviting them into your space. Now you could wear a pale blue shirt underneath the suit that you have on, right? Maybe if it's a gentleman, he's got like the scarf or a tie with a little bit of that blue in, bringing a little bit of that color energy to him. Yellow can represent stabilization, which is really cool. A sunny demeanor gives the energy of joy and excitement. But don't overdo the yellow either, right? You don't want to come off as this blooming flower because it might be an overachiever and just, yay, look at me. And if you're sitting across from someone who's over here wearing black and gray and is kind of in that Eeyore mentality, that's not going to be a right match and fit for you either. And this goes not just for job interviews. It goes for day-to-day life. Would I wear, you know, my red shirt to go hang out with my parents or, you know, a friend that might be already kind of intimidated by my energy sometimes? Probably not. I will probably, well, my parents, I'm wearing black and a hood and sunglasses and maybe they won't see me. No, I'm just kidding. Love my family. But you know, sometimes we have to kind of go beyond and think about, well, why was she being such a pain in my butt today? Well, maybe your energy was coming off bigger than life and the color you were wearing was amplifying that energy in that space you were already in. I'm not saying hide behind darker colors. I'm just saying use this wisely and be aware of others' emotions and feelings if you are in a space of looking and being bigger than life. Right? Energetically. Coming back, we've got, I love it. See, Ashley says, I wore a red blazer to an interview and got the job.
Get it.
Right? So it can work for some of us, but those of us that already, and Ashley, I mean, you've got like one hell of a personality as it is, and that's in a good way. But when we sit across from those people, we have to make sure that we are in alignment with the right people. So for you, you were probably interviewing with some very powerful people in your career. And so you probably wasn't a match. Somebody else who actually wants someone to take that lead, you know, depending on what you were doing, Ashley, in that job interview, is looking for that leader quality and they don't really want to do it themselves. A lot of times we interview with our own like district managers and stuff like that. They're going to be like, oh, cool. Look at her power spot. Let's go. You just have to play out the game, the field that you're in. When we get back from break, we're going to talk a little bit about black and some grays, colors that are not on this wheel. And then we're going to spin the wheel. I love it. I love it. It'll be a half an hour of readings for you guys as well. You can let us know that you want a color wheel reading. Type it in the comments. Jacob does go through all of our comments on both pages. We'll get your names up there as well. And yeah, let's just continue this fun. Also, speaking of colors, I have a mystical tea party with spirit coming up on April 17th. I am working with celebrity chef Nicole Moreno. She is making a fabulous lunch for us. We're going to be out at Sweetwater Farms Petting Zoo with some mystical creatures as well. So you're going to get some animal interaction, some fresh air. You're going to be outside. You're going to be grounding and connecting. And then LaShawn and I are going to be giving you guys spirit messages as well. And when we come back from the break, we will show you a couple of the keychains that will also be included. And they are energy keychains that LaShawn makes. And that is going to be included in the tea party. You can go to Shades of Spirit LLC, click on the event, get your tickets through Eventbrite, and you guys, we will see you right after these messages.
Are you feeling lost or unmotivated, stuck and not sure what to do next? David George Brooke has exactly what you need on That Gratitude Guy podcast. David George Brooke is a speaker, best-selling author, and life coach here to share stories of motivation and inspiration to help you get unstuck and achieve great things by living with gratitude. Live every first and third Friday at 12:30 Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you trying to lose weight, but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrian Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrian or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Eye of Soul Radio. I'm psychic medium Jamie with guest host
Spirit Walker Nicole.
Woo!
Hello.
We are talking about colors today, right? And I love it. Like, you know, Kimberly made a good point. She was talking about in the design world, navy blue for men, black for women. So you do have to sometimes kind of go what the norm is in your own fields when it comes down to the work part of it. But feel free to go wild when you're at home, right? Just feel free. Put the colors in that call to you. That's how I shop nowadays if I want to bring something into the home, is that I will go through and look at the different areas. Because a lot of stores have them, you know, in sections of colors. And what is calling to me? And I will change things out, all the time, depending on what my energy is feeling. Mm-hmm. You just sit there and look pretty. Because it's true. She knows, like, I will switch stuff around. I'll have different colors going, and it's all about my mood. So those of you that want to start reading me, watch what I wear. And a lot of times that does say how my personality is going that day, where my energy vibration is that day, what I'm working with as well.
So if I come home and there's like a black tablecloth and black napkins, I should just
back away slowly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What can I say? No, not at all. But if you're looking at black, so since it's not on here, but you are drawn to black, I want to quickly cover those colors. It's sophistication. It's power as well. Mystery. It can represent evil and death, but don't go hog wild. Okay. It is in different cultures. It's in different religions where they say that black is the color of death. Well, you know what? Just because you see something in black doesn't mean that death is rising in upon
Whatever.
It.
I look great in black. You know, I'm just saying.
Exactly. But it does have that formality part of it and a little bit of that mystery part behind it. So if you're into wearing those blacks, think about it. It is part of that sophistication. You will see power suits there in black, right? The formality part of life and just being, like they say, black or white. We're very straight to the point. We very much just want to get in and get stuff done and come back out and move forward. Where if you go into white, it's that freshness, it's hope, it's simplicity, purity, right? I'm sure you all have heard that part of it. Being light and having that goodness surround you. And, you know, part of that is gratitude as well and that connection. Those of you that are into grays, I know I saw some of you wearing grays today, stability and having security, right? It is that middle between black and white. So you actually are working fairly well in the balanced category of balancing the black and that heavier energy with the light energy of that white. It's about maturity and authority, kind of commanding your space, which is really interesting. So those of you that mix the colors whites and grays, which is interesting because my daughter likes to put those colors together. And it is about that light and that hope and then having that balance and that strength and that maturity behind it. And she always has been older than her age, wise beyond her years, if you will. My pink, I saw someone liked pink, romance, compassion, beauty, right? It's also about friendships and sensitivity and love. You have a very open heart. You're working through a lot of that energy and that pink that you're wearing. Greens can do the same if you're going into that healing mode. But a lot of that for pinks is just the beauty part of it. You could call an Archangel Jophiel if you decide that you want to put something pink out or on and connect on that level as well. Oh boy, Kelly Sanders, love the mystery part as a Scorpio. Ah, Scorpios, you guys are a whole nother ballpark. My mom is a Scorpio as well. So absolutely. And finding, you know, you can layer it on your birth signs and your at your astrology lines and all of that stuff, which is so exciting. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to spin the wheel, right? You got it? Because she hates the way I do it. This is how it goes. And it's going to land on a color, and that's going to be the color for you. So we are going to start with, let's do Amy P. We're going to do a reading for you. So what we do is we call on your spirit team. We already energetically connected before the show anyway. You were supposed to be here. You're supposed to get this reading. Spirit Walker Nicole, would you like to be Vanna? Are you all right?
Yeah.
This has been a day for her, I'm telling you.
Little allergy attack.
Yeah, it's usually your morning show stuff. Yep. All right. Spin the wheel for Amy P. And let's see where we're going here with the wheel. Blue. I had a feeling that was going to be blue. Okay. So for you as well, it is connection. It's calming. It's peace. I'm actually kind of dizzy moving into your energy field. I don't want you to fight this. It's okay to let go and to do some of that releasing. They want me to breathe. So I feel like some breath work is in order for you. Finding some meditation practices, if you're not already doing it on a regular basis. And I'm not saying sit in a circle and hit six, you know, light candles around you and put the rose petals down and hold six crystals. That's not what I'm talking about. Finding ways to do some mindfulness meditation and bring yourself back into that space. For any of you, when we get this reading, I want you to think about the color you're drawn to. For Amy, it's blue today. It's about integrity, like I said before with Roxy. Stillness is what they just spelled out for me. And sitting within yourself at the moment, not allowing outside influences to come in and tell you where you need to be, what you need to do, and what's going on. And they're actually showing like a zigzag pattern. So for you to be the Zen in the middle of this and be able to deflect for you, Amy, is very important, the energy back. For a lot of us, we just allow that to come in and we're trying to multitask and do 1,000 things at one time. And they want you to deflect that energy out, right? And that would be really, really good for you to do right now is to, I'm not saying, you know, dish it out. I'm just saying if somebody's energy is coming towards you, that's not for your highest and best, you are more than capable of saying, I'm sending this energy back to the receiver or to the giver. I'm not receiving it. Yes.
Does Amy have a cat?
What? Amy, do you have a cat? Oh. Sometimes she has allergies based on a spirit animal that's around as well. So Amy, if you are tuning in here, I never wear pink. Will I be single forever, Amy? No, sweetie. you don't need to wear pink. I don't wear pink either. But no, I want you to think about putting, do you wear blues or do you have blues right now that you can put into your space on your body, whether it be crystals or stones as well? They all have that meaning, but you'll notice a lot of those stones in that blue, green, blue are also tranquil stones. And again, it's our throat chakra, Amy, no cat. It's about speaking your truth. It's about emerging from this space. It's about holding yourself in power because Archangel Michael is associated with the color blue and is a very powerful presence in the angelic world and being able to stand in that for yourself. And I'm going to leave you with that, Amy. All right. Between Diane and Rich and Victoria and Kelly, you guys are all going to get a wheel spin reading. But yeah, who has the cat? You don't get like this.
Nope.
There's a reason why. Somebody's got a cat hanging out in this room. Do you see it? It's like white and fluffy.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a white fluffy cat. I don't even know cat names because I'm also allergic to them. Like I keep hearing the word like a Malaysian cat. I don't even know if that makes sense, or a Himalayan, one with longer fur that has passed. If somebody wants to own that, that would be great. All right, let's do, you know what? Diane Bomba, we need to back up her reading yesterday. Told her if she tuned in, we would work on the finance part of it, right? So let's see. You had your reading with Spirit Walker Nicole. Now, Spirit Walker Nicole, yes. Spin that wheel for Diane. Woo! Yellow. Yes, perfect. Okay. So it's, didn't you say something about creating that abundance, keeping the joy? Wasn't that a word you actually used in there? Keeping that energy high. So for Diane, it's about bringing that energy up. It's about owning this yellow energy. Yellow is also solar plexus. So it's housing who you are, where you've been in life, what's going on, how do we want to move forward, all of that good stuff. So with that being said, it's about having some caution. I do feel that you do have reservations, and that's okay. Yellow is kind of that in-between color for us. Intellect, you are very smart. Sometimes I'm hearing too smart for your own good. And I do feel that that's from a grandmother energy coming through. I'm also seeing doilies or knitting with her, which is very interesting. It's about that friendliness. You are a giver. You love to have that energy come back to you, except it doesn't always do that. That drains and depletes you. Therefore, you're not able to manifest as quickly as you want when it comes down to whatever it is. And feeling worthy, this is coming back from last night, of receiving the abundance. And abundance can also be, it doesn't have to be green. It can be that yellow color, that vibrant color as well. Let's see. We've got the energy part of it behind the yellow and moving forward. You will never be depleted if you have energy around you that is associated with that vibration and color. So I'm not saying if, and that's the thing I want to know from you as well. Any of these color readings, let me know if for some reason you have an aversion to the color that is spun for you, because that just means sometimes that we actually need to bring that in to be able to release what the aversion is and to let go, in order to keep moving forward and manifesting. And the last part of it for you is just the warmth and allowing yourself to be in that space. Grandma, on the other hand, wants to leave you with, she says, start doing things for yourself. I'm not saying you ask people to do things, but start standing in your own power. Start, because she's showing me the knitting again. Do things for yourself that you enjoy. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. I'm like, well, that's kind of a harsh message for the show. Do things that you enjoy. Put others second. Put you first. You know, she's like, think of the times it's that calm. It's that connecting and animals and outside and like just allowing yourself to be in that space. You know, bring some yellow flowers into the house as well. It doesn't have to be roses, but that is one of the higher vibrational oils and flowers out there. But it could be sunflowers. Bring in the joy into your home. Love it. She says, bring the joy back into your home. And I'm going to leave you with that, Diane. Whew. Let's see. Do we want to take a break? We got a lot of readings to do. I think we're going to blow through break. Let's do that, you guys. I don't want to lose you guys. I want to keep going. We're on a roll. So no break, Jacob.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. Now, Rich says, Linda had a Himalayan Persian cat named Gigi Luis. Thank God. Once she can acknowledge that, this should dissipate. It's interesting because she started doing that years ago in a reading, and it was for someone who had a cat. And out of nowhere, her allergy is like, and this is like cat's eyes swell. So it's interesting that this cat is here. So let's do Rich next, and let's figure out what that message is. Rich, can we have a yay from Linda if it's cool to do the reading with the cat since the cat is here? Because we never want to do readings without the permission of someone. Okay, so let's spin the wheel for Rich. Let's see what he's got. I want like theme music.
Da-na-na-na-na. I want it to be red.
No? No. Yellow.
I wanted a power color for him because he's always, well, go ahead.
No, but he's neutral.
Yeah.
Yellow is the solar plexus. So yeah. They are going into healing. Can you hand me? Never mind. I got it. I am prepared. Okay. For you, Rich. Now, you guys, sometimes it is about what we do. So Rich is one of my students, good friend, love the family, but also coming into his own with his own Reiki business. So props to you. Yellow is about manifesting, I know people think red is. Red is also about manifesting, but yellow is also a color for manifesting. And for you, and working with what you do, the yellow is stimulating the mental faculties. It affects the solar plexus strongly, as we know. It helps reawaken an enthusiasm for life. Holy crap, this is perfect for you. Absolutely. It says providing greater confidence and optimism. It's bringing that energy up, right? It's connecting on that level. Therefore, it can be used for treating depression, right? So check this off. Like start, if you guys don't have some yellows in, start bringing some yellow in as well, because you need to kind of balance that out. Also a beneficial treatment for digestion problems, because if our solar plexus, as you know, is out of alignment, that whole area can become inflamed. Helps balance the stomach, the intestines, and bladder. And it also talks about yellow, golden shades. So again, like I said, when we merge colors, right? Golden yellow is the merging of colors. You don't just get golden yellow out of primaries, right? You have to kind of probably merge in a little bit. Maybe Ashley, help me out on this for golden. Is it some browns and some oranges and yellows? Also, it talks about too much yellow can create nervousness and excessive thinking. So for my yellow people, right? We just did yellow with Diane, right? If you have a tendency to have some anxiety or nervousness thinking or overthinking, we might need, and you are surrounded by a lot of yellow, you may need to tone it down and bring in some blues for the calming aspect of it and some greens for healing as well. But no, right now it's just talking about you being right on track of where you're going and what's going on there. Cat, we got a sure. What's going on with the cat?
So what I'm getting from this cat is that there was obviously a bond, as there is with owners and pets, but this one was there for some tough times and showing me just like you sitting on a couch and just being with you, like, and just feeling that like closeness and sort of almost helping to absorb this, like that cat made you feel better and happy no matter how bad things were or whatever was going on. It was almost like that. What's the word? There's like just this incredible bond between the two. And even the cat still shows up and senses when you would need that cat and is still there in spirit. And I don't know if you ever just are sitting on the couch and when, if you ever think about like where that cat would come in and just kind of hang out, that's because that cat is certainly still there and still just with you and wanting to do the same thing that was done when the two of you were together. Where are you getting anything?
No, this was all you.
Yeah.
Just working on that energy. But do you feel better? You don't quite look like an elf at the moment. Wow. I love it. I love it. Okay. Let's do, you know what? LaShawn asked for one. Let's do a spin for LaShawn. And then I've got, who do I have on here? Kelly Sanders as well. LaShawn, blue. Bam, girl. Love it. Okay. Peace. You have a house that's very black and white, as I recall. And I know that you bring the colors in. I actually was just thinking about you today and the energy that you take in. And they were talking about shifting some of your bracelets. I know you don't want to take them all off, sweetie, but you need to bring in more of the blue colors. We're working on tranquility. We're working on integrity. It's a lack of affection, right? And so allowing yourself to be, you are very affectionate, but receiving is where we're talking about in this energy field. Confidence is building behind everything that you do. And that is a huge thing. It's bringing that power center in. So again, those royal blues, those deep blues, working with Archangel Michael, I know you already work with the angels, but working with him on, here, Nicole, back me up, working with Archangel Michael on more of a personal level.
It's about really, and not only Michael, but Raphael as well, really talking to them. Because you, I know you talk to them on behalf of other people through readings and you do talk to your higher ups, as they say. But like, this is about taking a deep dive into all the things that are going on and really getting them out, expressing them. And even if it's hard to look at, and maybe if it's stuff that, you know, you don't like, because it's very easy to kind of distract yourself with, other people's problems, or, oh, let me just go see what's going on here, instead of like taking that second and just unloading and getting off of your chest all that stuff that you hold on to. Even though sometimes you say, oh no, that doesn't bother me, I want you to look at that, in quotes, what doesn't bother you, and write it down or talk to your angels about it and bring it to the surface. And if it truly doesn't bother you, then you've wasted no time. But if you find in there that maybe something is lingering that shouldn't be, then it's a good time to feel it so you can work through it and move on.
Okay. So Kelly Sanders, right? I keep thinking I'm saying your name wrong. No, Sanders. Whew, you've asked for a big job. You're putting me in mediumship mode. That's perfectly fine. That's what the show is about. We are going to call in your father who's passed. The question you're asking involves much more than what I can do on the show. So if you're interested in that, take advantage of the special book a reading. But I'm going to call his energy in to spin the wheel with us energetically. Now, I know in his passing that this wasn't full natural causes, if you will, because I'm wanting to rock back and forth and I almost feel like I'm on a boat. So there definitely is something mental going on, or maybe it was a medication issue. Like I said, it takes a little bit for me to get into that energy. He's definitely in a space where he couldn't really speak because my throat wants to close up and my heart's like shutting down. But I'm asking him to come in to spin this wheel with us in order to give you a color that you guys can work with together. So we can work with colors with spirit on the other side as well. And a color that when you see it, you can acknowledge it and start building that connection if you're ready and if you want to with him, in order to continue opening up these lines of healing for both of you. So Spirit Walker Nicole. Ta-da. Purple. That makes sense. Okay, so for purple, that is connecting with our crown chakra. That is, you're tingling and I'm tingling, Kelly. This is intense energy coming through. And I don't usually get the high and the low at the same time. And it's anchoring me directly in my chest like I have a brick on it. But that tingling is the sensation of your dad coming in and of you tuning into your spirit team and the energy. Purple will also cause us to tingle because it is on our chakras, that high level energy, right? So I have a chakra flag, and purple is the top one for our crown chakra. It's about connection for you. You have the ability to connect spiritually. We all do, and receive the information, but we need to kind of clear out that chakra line. So, you know, work on either maybe a guided meditation on YouTube for the next few nights of opening up your crown chakra, or get some Reiki work done, whatever that might be. Got it. With the purple, it's about dignity and wisdom. And so for him, he doesn't want to feel like he was lost in a space to where he didn't have his dignity, because I feel like however he was found, if you will, was not in a space of being dignified. It's also about wisdom for you. It's about connecting with your spirit team. Will you give her, when I finish this part, an archangel that she can work with as well? Mm-hmm. To be able to work through this process. It's also about vision and magic, bringing the magic back in your life. I do feel that you've had kind of a rough year or two, but I don't think that he's the only one that's passed either, because I feel like there's just been this kind of one more. Like, that's what I keep hearing him say. One, are you going to hand me one more thing? Like, what the heck? When is it going to shift? It's starting to shift. That purple vibration color is so good for you. It's about finding the passion within in a different way than that red color. It's the passion spiritually. It's about that connection process for you. And some luxury. Like, it's time for you to move into that acceptance of what's coming that's good, and being able to kind of live that luxurious life. And you know what, you guys, luxurious life doesn't mean the yacht in the Caribbean. It could very well mean sitting in your hammock out in the sun for an hour uninterrupted. Like, that is what they're talking about for you. What angel can she call in for?
So the angels that are stepping up for you, there's two of them. Okay. The first one is Archangel Azrael. And when I say he's the angel of death, people just freak out. Okay. I refer to him, just for conversational purposes, as the angel of grief. Azrael is going to be able to help you if you call him in, to kind of help you get never get past the grief. I understand that, but he's definitely gonna be able to help and help you work with that energy, work through it until you're in a better spot, a better place where it doesn't hurt every second of every day. So work with him. Another one that's stepping in is Archangel Sandalphon. Sandalphon is associated with music and dancing. He's light. He's fun. He brings that fun and joy back into your life. He wants you to really start connecting with music if you're not already. If you are, fantastic. Keep going. If you're not, listen to the songs that you hear on the radio. They are not random. They are going to help connect you to the other side. So if it's, you know, a song that makes you think of your dad and you go, well, that's weird. Why is that song playing? It's not weird. All right. Death is by no means goodbye. All right. This goes for everybody. When our loved ones cross over into spirit, and that is just the beginning. They are better than ever. And they are still a very big part of our lives. And they come and they check in on us and they're there when we think about them and they're right there. And it's just, for some people, it's so hard to, like, no, they're gone. I'll never, okay, whatever. That's just not true. They're right there. They're much of part of our lives as they ever were, if not more so. The cool thing is now they can go to, like, the Super Bowl and have the best seats in the house or do whatever they want to do. So understand that he's not gone. He's right there. And it's just, again, they just keep saying death is not the end. Understand that the relationships and that love never dies. It continues. So if you're having, you know, if you think, oh, I should have said this to him, say it right now because he's right next to you. And he's listening. He can hear your grief. He can hear your thoughts. And he's, you know, holding your hand. And just believe that and just say what you need to say, because there's nothing left unsaid. I'm not yelling at her, but I am.
Three people have passed over the last week. Mm-hmm. So Archangel Azrael is absolutely who you want to start calling in. And I would like everybody to just take a moment and send Kelly, if you're open to it, some love and some healing light and some connection. And just because that's why I have the chills so bad, is because these are new energies coming through. And when they pass, they're very zingy for me. You're going to have to ground yourself, put yourself back into that number one spot, start connecting with your dad, and just letting the other ones know that you're sending them love and light and peace on their journey. And when you're ready, it doesn't have to be with us, but find someone that can help connect you as well. But ultimately, you can do this yourself and hear those messages and feel them and see them. And, you know, we do wish you the best, Kelly, and thanks for tuning in. You guys, the hour is never enough. She tries to light a candle. Absolutely, whatever you can do, whatever feels right to you in order to acknowledge the memory as well. I can't wait to do this again. These are fun. Like, yeah. This is going to be, crystal readings will be on here and it'll be color readings. Like, we're going to do a whole mishmash coming up here pretty soon. And let spirit decide mishmash what kind of 80? Readings you're going to get. I date myself every week now. You guys, stay tuned next Wednesday, 5 p.m. Shades of Spirit is on and the Fierce Four are back. I cannot wait. When we add in Ashley and LaShawn, who knows what the heck's going to happen. So Jacob, get the humorous reels going out, the blooper reels, because it's going to be fun times there. I'm back on next Wednesday at 5 p.m. More live readings. You guys, we appreciate you all. Go to shadesofspirit.com. Check out our services. Book your appointments. And we will see you live next Wednesday. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for joining. Good night. Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on transformationtalkradio.com with me, psychic medium Jamie. Return here next time so you can explore more of the lower level energies, realms, or dimensions. We will go through more darker spirit stories and provide more guidance and self-growth to those who need it. For more information about me, psychic medium Jamie, and the Eye of Soul, visit eyeofsoulradio.com. That's eyeofsoulradio.com. Eye of Soul Radio, only on transformationtalkradio.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.